cousin, one Arthur McCroy. As we went a-walking down by the seaside, we met Sergeant Nupper and Corporal Fry. The day being Christmas morning, good morning, good morning, the sergeant did cry, and the same to you, gentlemen, we did reply, intending no harm, we just meant to pass by, the day being pleasant and charming. What says he, me fine fellows, if you will enlist, it's 10 guineas in gold I will slip in your fist, and a crown in the bargain for to kick up the dust and drink the king's health in the morning. For a soldier he leads a very fine life, and he always is blessed with a charming young wife, while other poor fellows have sorrow and strife and sup on thin gruel in the morning. What says Arthur, I wouldn't be proud of your clothes, for you only lend out them now, as I suppose, and dare not change them one night if you dare, for you know you'd be flogged in the morning. And we have no desire to take your advance, for all of the dangers we'd not take the chance, that you'd have no scruples and send us to France, where you know we'd be shot in the morning. Says the sergeant, if I hear one more word, I quickly right now will draw out me sword, and into your bodies a strength will afford. So now, me young divils, take warning. But Arthur and I, we count the odds, and we scarce give them time for to draw their own blades. With our trusty shillelaghs, we bashed in their heads, and paid them right smart in the morning. And the rusty old rapiers that hung by their sides, we flung them as far as we could in the tide. Now take that, chip divils, cried Arthur McBride, and temper your steel in the morning. And the little wee drummer we flapped in his pouch, and we made a football of his round out owl. Keep it into the ocean for to rock and to roll, and bade it a tedious returning. Oh, me and me cousin, one Arthur McBride, as we went a-walking down by the seaside, a-seeking good fortune, and what might betide it being on Christmas morn.